Hi there, Zach. Thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director. Lulu wanted me to get on the line to get you the details of our service, of course, to answer any questions you have, and also to apply a very reduced rate for your young company. Happy Monday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
It's going good. Can't complain so far. Thank you.
Oh,
how about yourself?
Well, I'm doing well. Thank you very much for asking. You know, I've got your file here in front of me, and I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably also at least somewhat familiar with that local map, that pack result that pops up right near the top of the page, right?
Yeah, no, I'm very familiar with that.
Yeah, I mean, we all use it as consumers, and that's the power of this particular listing, Zach. As a young company especially, people will not need to know the name of your business to see you on that first page when they're searching for a service you provide. Of course, they can call you directly. There's no third party involved, so you're not chasing down the same lead that your competitors are chasing down. Calls will come directly to you, and no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's a flat rate. And I mean, obviously you've not been around long enough for traditional word of mouth to be effective for you, but Google is the world's largest electronic word of mouth system on the face of the planet. And when your phone starts to ring, you're doing those jobs, residential and commercial clients. Every new client that finds you online then becomes someone who can use you again in the future or recommend you to one of their friends or family. Now, it's not just for Google, of course. To get you verified and recognized on Google and Bing is one thing, but to have you listed and recognized as a top option does require that we create the strength of programming that Google indexes when someone does a keyword search. So we'll, of course, make sure you've got almost 70 different destinations and directories, everything from a fully optimized Facebook page for your business, a Yelp listing, Super Pages, Manta. Like I said, all of that content will be talking about your services and your service area. That's what Google and Bing will see when someone types in power washing, pressure washing, exterior surface cleaning, etc. Now, all of that will link back to a website. Now, I know you don't have a website yet. Do you have photos of some of the work that you've been doing, especially, you know, before and after photos, that kind of thing?
Yeah, no, so I do have photos of before and after.
Good, good. We would want to use those photos and build a website for you. Obviously, a website's a very powerful conversion tool when people can see it. So we want to make sure, first of all, that you're on that first page, but also that people can see that website so they'll know that you do the type and quality of work that they're looking for. Now, of course, the calls come directly to you, and no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is a fixed flat rate. Because you are a young company, you do actually qualify for reduced pricing. In fact, the new business rate is by far the lowest rate that we offer to the public. You'll save exactly $200. It's a little bit more than 50% off the normal cost of the service, and it does bring the rate down from what have otherwise been $399 a month to a fixed flat rate of just $199. And the $199 is an exact amount. So there's no taxes or fees or surcharges. Of course, there's no lead fees. There's no third party involved. The calls go directly to you. Now, what I want to do here is actually to include the website for you at no additional cost, which means we would build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you. Of course, our job is not just to list you on the first page. It's to make sure that people who see you there decide to call you. Now, of course, you use Google, and you're familiar with that map section, so you know you will not be the only company that pops up on the first page when someone does that search, and ultimately not everyone who sees you on that first page will decide to call your company. But the ones that do call you will, of course, be calling you after seeing your website, calling you directly, calling you specifically. Basically, they saw something that they liked, and at that point, they're really hoping you're available to do the job and pretty much already thinking if your price is fair, they want to hire you for your services. So it's a very high conversion rate. Now, Lulu says you're doing both residential and commercial work. Do you have a preference of one over the other? Do you kind of like the mix as it comes?
I like the mix as it comes.
Yeah, I mean, it's good to have those options, and you will get both residential and commercial clients giving you a call. Do you do soft wash, too? I mean, can you do roof wash and that kind of thing?
Yeah, so we do roof cleaning as well as stop washing and house washing.
Okay.
So those are both stop wash.
Good, nice. So yeah, I mean, those are more services that you can be found for, and you're not going to be limited by keyword or service. As long as it's something you provide, we'll make sure that when people type in those types of searches, your company will pop up. Now, of course, you'll get a very detailed reporting and tracking system, so you can see exactly how much work you're getting, where that work is coming from. You'll see the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for. You'll know, in fact, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each individual search, and when people are finding you from that local map or individual directories or even from your website. Of course, most people will simply pick up the phone and call you directly. There is, though, Zach, a contact form on your website, so residential and commercial clients can fill that out, tell you kind of where they're located, what they want to have done, when they want you to come out. When they fill out that form, you'll get a text message and an email, so you will always know right away when someone is trying to contact you. And again, whether they're calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website, it's still that flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads. And then anything that they do type into that form also repopulates right on your tracking and your reporting. So you know how much work you're getting, you know where it's coming from, you even know who to follow up with. Now, did you have any questions for me at this point?
No, it sounds all pretty good. So you guys are like, you work for Google, or are you like partnered to Google?
We are partnered with Google. Yeah, Google won't make these phone calls to small to medium-sized businesses. They do have a division that does deal with nationwide chains. But about 6 years ago, they started partnering up with companies like Local Splash to provide professional management of these types of services for small and medium-sized businesses. We were one of the very first companies to join that partnership. We've actually been in business since 2004. We're coming up pretty quick here on our 18-year anniversary. So that's a long time for any company, and certainly for a young industry like search engine optimization and putting businesses on the internet, that is a long time. And Google had recognized our experience almost a dozen years in business at that point. So, of course, we do get our training and our updates directly from Google, whether it's additional tools and techniques that we can use, or if they want us to create additional directories. Sometimes they tell us to stop creating certain directories. We will always be in that conversation and ahead of the curve to keep you on that first page and keep your phone ringing. It is a month-to-month service. We cannot lock you into a contract. Our job is to keep your phone ringing, though, and simply earn your business 1 month at a time. So especially for young companies, we try to make it affordable. Although there are no long-term contracts, we do know that our clients stay with it long-term because it's profitable to be on that first page. Now, I did notice that, and I think she might have found it when she was looking for your website, Lulu attached here a Home Advisor or Angie Leads profile. I know that's a lead-based service and you pay for every lead, whether you get the job or not. Is that a service that you're using currently? Are you paying for leads right now?
Yeah, so I am currently using Angie, so yeah, Home Advisor.
Mm-hmm.
I am currently paying for leads from them.
And how do you like that service overall?
It's honestly, like, in my opinion, like, it's nice.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm getting jobs from there, but, like, I do have those jobs where, like, I'll call the customer. They're like, oh, I already
right.
have someone. I got
yeah.
called 10 times before you just called.
Right. Yeah, yeah, that does happen. I mean, it is a shared lead system. So, of course, the same lead that you get does get sent and sold to usually 6 or even up to 8 of your competitors. So even if you call it right away, it's likely that someone else called them already. And you do hear that from time to time. Or, you know, sometimes it's just someone who was looking for an estimate or two to begin with, not even serious about hiring anyone, not necessarily knowing that you're paying for that lead. But, of course, you do come out of pocket every time for that lead. Now, what I would tell you is what my clients tell me, at least the ones that have a lead-based service, whether it's the Home Advisor or Thumbtack, Networks, any of those others. Most of my clients, even the ones that have experience and success with their lead service, are still more than happy to scale back on those leads when we get their phone ringing. I think every business owner has only ever wanted their phone to ring and have it be a potential customer on the other end. I don't think anyone wants to chase down a bunch of leads, especially when their competitors are chasing down that same lead. So you'll probably end up doing what a lot of my clients do, which is to scale back on your leads, keep them paused more often. Some of my clients cap their leads at a lower amount, and others will simply shut their lead-based service off altogether. 9 out of 10 buying decisions will go to the businesses that are in that local map section. So I'm sure you'll get enough phone calls. Is it just you doing the work, or do you have a couple of guys helping you out?
So I occasionally have, like, a couple guys that help me out, but, like, it's mainly right now, it's just been me.
Yeah. And it is designed for small businesses, and of course it's not meant to overwhelm you with work or even inundate you with more phone calls than you can handle, but at that steady stream of calls coming from both residential and commercial clients, and keep in mind we are targeting that 25-mile service area, so you'll actually be able to kind of pick and choose the jobs that are going to be most profitable for you. Maybe you do take a job closer to home or a bigger job that's going to pay you well for your time. Even if it's a small job, you get it done quick, move on to the next one. Again, you're not paying for the lead, so every job you do, whether it's 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, it would still be that same fixed flat rate, that $199. Now, one thing that I would want to do here for you, if I can find that promo code. Oh, there it is. There's a promo code in our system that I'm going to apply here, and it is not specifically for the Angies or Home Advisor, but it is, though, for someone who is spending advertising dollars elsewhere. And what it does, it allows me to lower the cost of the setup fee by an amount of my choosing. Again, when we're, it's not so much for the website, like I said, I would include that, but when we're creating the 70 different destinations that Google indexes, you know, of course, there's time, resources, and in some cases, there is a direct cost that we incur to create that content. There's normally a $299 one-time setup fee. I might sometimes take, you know, 20, 30% off it. Sometimes I cut it in half. But I know that you probably signed up, you maybe paid an annual or maybe a quarterly membership just to get started with Angies or Home Advisor, and then of course the real expense comes from paying for those leads. So what I would want to do here would actually be to take two-thirds, take $200 off of that setup fee. It would just be a one-time setup fee of $99. Of course, that setup fee does only attach to the first month, and then every month after that, it is that fixed flat rate of the $199. And again, that's an exact amount. It'll never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges or lead fees. You're not paying a percentage of your profits or anything like that. And like I said, of course, with the detailed reporting and tracking, you can see exactly how much work you're getting. Now, we are looking for just one company. Again, very different than a lead-based service where you share your lead. With us, because we're Google Premier partners, we can only work with one business at a time per area and industry. We cannot put our clients in competition with each other. Of course, we wouldn't want to anyway, but that ensures that you get the maximum number of phone calls. Of course, you take on as much work as you can get, as much work as you can handle, and you're much more likely to stay with the service. I mean, to be honest with you, with the reduced pricing on both the setup fee and the subscription, and with the website included, you know, we're not even locking you into a contract long enough to cover our costs. I mean, we'd have to earn your business for probably 2 to 3 months just to break even on our end. But like I said, you know, as a Google Premier partner, we try to make this affordable and our clients keep the service because it works. Is this something you would want for Red Rocks? I mean, we are looking to find the right company. You don't have any bad reviews. It seems like you're paying for leads, and I might not even be necessarily asking you for additional advertising dollars, not having you dip deeper into your pockets. You could probably budget for our service just by scaling back on what you're paying for leads right now with the Angies or Home Advisor, right?
Yeah, no, I completely agree with that too. And like, that was like my other last like question slash like concern. Mm-hmm. Would like, so like, if I were to like sign up like for the jobs, what would you sign up to be on the front page? Like, how many jobs would you say, like, estimate I would get a week or, like, a month?
Yeah, let me do a quick search here. So you're looking at 25 miles, and you're kind of based out of 80129, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I'll do a search for 25-mile radius. Now, keep in mind, this is not going to be an exhaustive search. So it looks like it's populating the 7-8 most popular search phrases for your services. So that includes maybe, I would think, about 85 or 90% of the searches. I mean, people can still type in things like best residential pressure washer near me. That's not included in this search. There are some still popular searches that are not included in here. And that's not to say that you could not be found for those searches. You're not going to be limited by keyword or search phrase. Just this particular search, like I said, is generating the 8 most popular searches. And the reason I bring it up, Google's been tracking this for a very long time, and the businesses that are on the first page will see between 1 and 2% of the total number of searches for their services translating into direct phone calls. And in the last 30 days in that 25-mile radius, these 8 most popular searches generated 2,814 searches. Now, of course, that's not 2,800 people doing a single search. People like to search a couple of times in a couple of different ways, and I'm definitely not telling you that you're going to get 2,800 phone calls. In fact, like I said, 1 to 2% would be what you could expect. So if you're looking at 1%, that's 28. 2% would be 56. If we can add all of the other different search phrases that people can type in, I mean, if you're getting 30 or 60 phone calls in a month from someone who saw your website first, I would think even a small percentage of that converting into jobs for you would not only offset the cost of our service, but have you be quite profitable at the same time. Of course, being that it is a month-to-month service, we have to send you that work to keep you, you know, satisfied and continuing to use that the service. So, I mean, if it's just you doing the work, it seems like that's going to keep you pretty busy. And certainly having a website on that first page and branding your business for the future, if you decide to grow and ramp up your company, you know, we can certainly help you scale up your business as you hire more guys. But, you know, at this point, it's just designed to keep your phone ringing and keep you busy.
Yeah, I'm completely fine with that, too, because I want to be able to have a full plate. Because, like, right now, like, I'm only booked out for the next week. I want to be booked out for the next, like, month and a half.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. And, I mean, now is the time, right? I mean, if they haven't already done it, this is the time that they're going to want to do it with, you know, we're talking 4th of July coming up, Labor Day. I mean, people want to have their place looking nice, especially if they're planning on having people over. And when we put those photos on there, you know, when they see, oh, wow, I really am that before picture, and I remember when it used to be the after picture or something like that, right? I mean, when they can see that you do quality work and they're going to want to have that work done, they're going to feel pretty comfortable in picking up the phone to call you. Now, of course, like I said, not everyone is going to call you, but it kind of is the, well, it's that old football adage, you know, on any given Sunday, the worst team can beat the best team as long as they're on the same playing field. And I'm not saying you're the worst. You could be the best, but until we get you on that playing field, which in this case is that first page of Google, it's hard to win. I mean, that's where most people make that buying decision, where they start and stop their searching. But as a young company, when you're on that first page, you can win the job from a bigger, more established business as long as you've got that online presence and a website and a phone number that people can see and call. So, you know, of course, once you get that phone call, it's your job to talk to that person, talk about your services, and land the deal. But our job is to make sure you get those opportunities and get your phone ringing. So, I mean, especially if it allows you to scale back on the leads that you'd be paying for, I think it'd be something you would want. Something that you would really benefit from. And of course, I mean, I wouldn't be offering it to you at the reduced rate with the reduced setup fee if I didn't know you were going to continue to use the service month after month. Now, it is month to month, so you can pause the service if you get more work than you can take on. If you want to go on vacation, you can pause the service seasonally if necessary. But as long as you're a happy, satisfied client, like I said, although it is kind of a promotional rate for a new business, it's not an introductory rate. So it will never go up on you. It is, like I said, that fixed flat rate. So easier to budget for than a lead-based service, where unless you do have a hard cap, and sometimes even if you do have a hard cap, they might exceed it. But especially, you know, a lead-based service where it depends on how many leads you get, how much each lead costs, it can be hard to budget for. With our service, though, you know exactly how much it bills. Of course, it bills once a month on the same day for the exact same amount. So it would be that $199, just the first month has that setup fee.
Okay. So can you repeat that again? I'm sorry.
So the service is offered month to month. There's no long-term contract. With the reduced pricing for a young business, it would be reduced from what would have otherwise been $399 a month to a fixed flat rate of $199. Like I said, that is an exact amount that would never go up. The $299 setup fee, I did take $200 off of that, partly because you are a young company, but also, well, mostly because you're paying for leads, and I know how expensive that lead service is. I mean, I of course, it's only been, what, about 6-7 months now that they've kind of been rebranding both HomeAdvisor and Angie's List kind of into the single entity Angie. But, of course, before that, it was HomeAdvisor, and about 8-9 years ago, it was called Service Magic. I remember talking to business owners back in the day that were using Service Magic. Same service, same business. They just change names, change ownership. But most of the business owners that I've spoken to kind of say the same thing that you're saying. I mean, it does get you work, but a lot of the times it gets you leads that are frustrating, leads that go nowhere, leads that still cost you money, and a lot of good money going after bad leads sometimes. So if I can help you to avoid that, scale back on paying for those leads, just get your phone ringing. I know it's a service that you're going to want to use. So like I said, I would reduce that setup fee down to $99. So the entire first month website, all of the setup, all of the 70 directories, voice-activated searches too, like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, everything would be $298, and then every month after that, as long as you choose to use the service, it would just be $199 as an exact amount.
Okay.
So it's Red Rocks Pressure Washing LLC. Did you want the LLC to be included in the branding of the business name? I mean, it is a personal preference, but we do want it to be consistent.
I would honestly rather it just be Red Rocks Pressure Washing, but I don't know, issues with LLC. It's
right.
I think it looks more professional, or just Red Rocks Pressure Washing.
I agree. I agree 100%. And if anyone ever asks me, I always say, you know, leave off the Inc. Co's and LLCs and things like that. If people say, no, I want it to appear, I think, okay, that's fine, because it's really a personal preference. And the most important thing is the consistency of the information. So, like I said, we're creating almost 70 different destinations and directories. We'll make sure, in this case, that it always will appear Red Rocks Pressure Washing, no LLC. And, of course, that's how it will appear on your Google listing, your Bing listing, your website, and on all the directories that we'll create. Now, is the phone number, Zach, that we're speaking on, is this the same number that you would want your customers to call? And is it also the best number for us to reach you regarding your account, the 303-847-5714?
Yes, it's the best for both.
Okay. And is it a smartphone? Can you receive a text message?
Yeah. It's
I imagine. Yeah, I figured. So, like, well, you have to kind of have access to you know, it's kind of like your mobile office, right? You have to have access to the internet and your emails and everything else. So the reason I ask, of course, is like I said, most of the time you're just going to get phone calls. Everything has the click-to-call feature. But if they fill out that contact form, you'll get a text message. You'll also get an email. Now, as far as the email address goes, if it's a business email, we'll list it physically on the website as well. If it's more of a personal email, no one needs to see it. But, of course, it will be attached to that contact form so people can, you know, type in what they're looking for, and you'll get those requests by both text and email. Zach, what is a good email address either for you or for your company?
Yeah, so for me right now, I just have my personal email.
Sure.
I was looking to get a business email, but right now I just have my personal email,
okay,
which is going to be Z as in Zach, and then my last name, Sadie, S-A-I-D-Y, @gmail.com.
Okay, so first initial and then your last name, S-A-I-D-Y, @gmail.com?
Yes, correct.
Oh, okay, and then Lula's got Zach as Z-A-C-H, is that correct, or Z-A-C-K?
Z-A-C-H is good, yeah.
Okay, gotcha. And then when we contact you, Zach, we do use phone, we use text, we use email. And it's usually the method that's most appropriate to the information we're trying to get out to you. Certainly for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records, we'll email it out to you. But a lot of the times we will simply give you a quick call or even shoot you a quick text. Did you have a preference, though, as to how we contact you? Phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
All of those are fine. I prefer, okay. Personally, I like texting a little bit more than phone calls.
Yeah. I do actually have that question for service-based businesses. I do have that question default set to text preferred because obviously you're working a lot and you're not always able to answer the phone right away. But any of those is good because there is going to be some redundancy built into it. You know, if we call you and we don't reach you, we'll leave a message. But I'll put text preferred here. Like I said, for longer pieces of information, we'll email it out to you. And you are, of course, service-based, right? I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. You always go out to the customer. No one ever does come to you. There's not a physical address, no brick and mortar, no storefront. No one ever does come to you, so there's no address for us to promote for your business online?
Yeah, just service-based right now.
Gotcha. I mean, I did see an address on the Andries. I'm assuming it's a home address, the 10092 Oakleaf Way.
Yeah, that's my home address.
So, of course, you receive your mail there, but you don't receive customers there. And Google knows that most service-based businesses are, in fact, run from the home, even if that were a shop or an outside office. Since you don't see customers come to you, Google does not want to list any physical street address. They wouldn't want anyone to drive out there and try to knock on your door any more than you would. So you'll only be listed city and state and not even that zip code, certainly not that physical street address. Now, Zach, if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. One, I'll take a look at our client interview calendar. That's to schedule the follow-up call with our technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular phone call, but we will want to kind of talk to you about the hours of operation you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc., what's unique about your business. If you want, for example, to be branded as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. If you already have a logo, we'll use it. If not, we will create one for you with your suggestions. We'll take care of all of that in that follow-up call so we can build out that website and create that content. And the other thing that I would do, and it is required of us as Google Premier Partners, is to read what's called a voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that in this case we're reducing both the subscription cost and the setup fee, and even including a website for you at no additional cost. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is pretty straightforward. I am required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yeah, that sounds fair.
Okay. Give me just a quick second to get that set up. Okay. So, Zach, it reads as follows. It says, "Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you." It says, "In order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want that to appear online?"
Red Rocks Pressure Washing.
Perfect. That's exactly how I have that. And then, Zach, please state your name and your official title within the business.
My name is Zach Sadie, and I'm the business owner.
Okay. And then, Mr. Sadie, as the owner of Red Rocks Pressure Washing, you are, of course, authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Yes, agreed.
Of course. You make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. Now, as you might well imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. And since our job is to make sure that people who need your services are able to contact you directly, we do specifically request that you do in fact agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to both phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Zach, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes, I agree to that.
Of course. And as long as you answer your phone, you're going to love the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. And again, we are already aware of the Angie's or Home Advisor. There is no direct conflict there. The reason that we ask, though, is all of the additional content that we will be creating for your company. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then, of course, equally or even more important is that we'll make sure that all of your business information online does stay accurate and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that that information is accurate. Zach, that's fair enough, right?
Yeah, no, that's fair enough.
Perfect, yeah. We're going to do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we will be creating that website for you, and we will make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too, but if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that that information stays accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply here, reducing both the subscription cost and the setup fee, and with the website included, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will be charged today, the 13th of June, in the very discounted total amount of exactly $298.00. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 13th of the month and the further discounted rate of just $199.00. And again, that $199 is both a fixed rate and a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is an exact amount, no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls will come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, and voice-activated searches too, like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. In this case, Zach, we will also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. Mr. Sadie, that landing page is also included at no additional cost, which actually means we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. Now, of course, our services are offered completely at will, which means at any time, for any reason, you can discontinue the service altogether. You can pause it, no questions asked, no fees involved, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or pause the service seasonally, you can do so by simply contacting our client support team. Zach, all that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Sadie, simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Zach, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, and then just to confirm with the terms, it renews next month, so July 13th?
Correct, yes. It would recur with billing on the 13th of the month at the exact rate of $199. Of course, just the first month has that one-time setup fee, and of course, you can pause it or discontinue at any time. We do request that you call us at least 3 days before your billing date so we can prevent charges to your next month. I did many, many years ago work in client support, so I actually do know that if you happen to forget, you call us the day or the week after, we can reverse that payment, but by that point it has already billed and we would refund it. So like I said, just to prevent charges, if you want to pause the service or stop the service altogether, we recommend that you call us at least 3 days before your billing date since we are closed on the weekend.
Okay. All right. Yeah, no, that sounds good.
Okay, let me take a look at that client interview calendar here. And then that first payment, Zach, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? Mr. Sadie, what works best for you, sir?
We'll do Visa.
A Visa. Is it your name on the card, the business name, or both? How does that appear?
It's my name currently.
And is it Zach or Zachary on that card, any middle initial?
Yeah, so it's going to be Zachary, so Z-A-C-H-A-R-Y.
Mm-hmm.
The middle initial is going to be A.
Okay. And then you said that was a Visa card. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
Okay, and you have my last name on there already, too?
Yeah, S-A-I-D-Y.
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay. So okay. Visa should start with a 4. They all do. If you want to read it 4 digits at a time, I'll read it back at the end for accuracy.
All right. Sounds good. It's going to be 4465.
Yes, sir.
4000.
Okay.
8937.
Yes, sir.
4401.
And the expiration month and year?
It's going to be May of 2025.
Okay, and then the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
It's going to be 290.
Okay, so I've got 290, 290, and then 05 or May of 2025 for the expiration date. And then, Zach, was the card itself 4465 4000 8937 4401?
Yes, correct.
And does that bill at the home address, the 10092 Oak Leaf Way in Highlands Ranch, 80129?
Yes, correct.
Okay. In about a minute here, you'll receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on it. But if you do have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Yeah, I could do it right now, too.
Okay. So that toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. And then it is simply extension 1 or option 1 to reach client support. And you can reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. That is Mountain Time. Of course, you can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within the following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, you will receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There is a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. It's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. And since our emails get sent out in bulk every couple of minutes, you may even receive the text message before you receive that email. But when you receive one or the other, please just let me know. I did want to walk you through a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule your follow-up call with our technician. Again, you do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We do try to schedule our client interviews same day and get them done as quickly as we can. It looks like we're starting to book up towards the end of the day. I do know that while it's not official, there is a new client interview technician who's almost 100% trained and up to speed, so we can almost always add a spot here. But I do know for sure that 2 o'clock is available without checking with my supervisor, or I should say the supervisor of that department. Would that work out for you at 2 o'clock? If it does, the call would get to you maybe a few minutes after 2, get you off the phone around 2:30. Like I said, you do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. Would you be able to receive about a 25-30 minute phone call in the 2 o'clock hour today?
Yeah, I'm going to be out doing a job a little bit later, but I get to answer the phone and talk as I'm working. Does that work?
Yeah, that's perfect. Yeah, like I said, you don't have to be in front of a computer. You can continue to work as long as you can carry on a conversation. So we'll schedule it for 2. You will, at 1 o'clock, receive through our automated system a reminder that the call itself is scheduled at 2. Like I said, it is a one-hour window for a call that takes about half that time. So likely it's not going to get to you right at 2, but a few minutes after 2, get you off the phone pretty close to 2:30. I'm also going to send you a calendar invite to your email address. The calendar invite is really more for your record. You do not need to respond to it, although many people do, and no problem if you do. It's going to say Local Splash CIENG on it. That just stands for Client Interview to be Conducted in English. Now, Zach, did you receive either the text message or the email that our automated system should have sent by now?
Yes, I got the Local Splash initial invoice.
Okay, so if you click on that, of course, it's got the invoice at the bottom of the email, above it in the body it says, thank you for choosing Local Splash, etc. Please click here to accept the subscription terms. If you click on the blue click here, that is hyperlinked, and it does go to where the text message does automatically open up, which is the Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about the services, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization. Is that what you see?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. So, of course, we're going to optimize your business on Google. We'll also mirror the content on Bing as well, the other major search engine. Now, of course, the directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It's almost 70 different destinations and directories. All of them are equally important, whether the public knows about them or not. The landing page is your website. I don't want to walk you through everything here, but if you scroll all the way down, there's a long line that goes all the way across. Above it, there's a small box that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. We do want you to click on that box, and then in the longer box below the line, the one with the arrow pointing to it, we do want you to tap or click there and either copy and paste or type in your name exactly as it appears there. So Zachary A. Sadie. Of course, it is case sensitive, appropriate spacing, obviously. If you copy and paste it, then be careful to not copy a space either before it or after it. But once you've got your name in there, do click the confirm signature box below that. Now, Zach, that's going to be doing a couple of things. Obviously, it lets us know that you know that it is that fixed flat rate, that we've reduced both the subscription cost and the setup fee, that we're including the website, etc. It does also allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you are an active business in the local area, and for us to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate, and to fix it if it is not. So it is an important step in the process. Now, you'll know that you are successful in doing that when it asks you for a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that.
Yeah, I'm on that page right now.
Okay. So, first of all, you don't have to worry about that right now. It is coming from my.localsplash.com, which is the same dashboard portal that you'll be using very soon to access your tracking system. The automated system thinks you're trying to do it now, so it's asking you to log in. I think if you were able to put in a username and a password, it would give you an error message that your dashboard has not yet been created. We'll create that with the content that we'll get from that client interview. I can give you, though, the username. There's no password assigned just yet, but the username is simply your phone number, area code included, but just the numbers. No dashes, no spaces, no parentheses. So your username will always be 303-847-5714. Now in the next day or so, once your client dashboard is activated, we'll officially text and email that information out to you, your username and the default password. Of course, you can change the default password as you see fit as soon as you're able to log in. Now, I'm also sending you, like I said, that client interview invite. your calendar invite. It does have, like I said, local splash, C-I-E-N-G. It's got your username, your name, and then your phone number. Again, they're basically the same thing. But in any correspondence to the support at localsplash.com email, please do include either your phone number or your username, and that way we can easily access that and forward it out to the right department. The support email is the catch-all for everything related to your account. You can send anything and everything there. When they do the client interview this afternoon at 2, they'll officially give you the photos at localsplash.com email, so you can email the support team directly if you like. But other than that, you're all taken care of on my end. It will be someone else from our client interview team giving you that follow-up call right at or shortly after 2 o'clock. But I did want to be the very first to say welcome aboard. I'm pretty excited to get this going for you, get your phone ringing, and, you know, like I said, if we can help you to scale back on paying for those leads and chasing down those leads, I'm pretty excited to get that going for you too. But we are looking forward to earning your business just 1 month at a time.
I appreciate that. And your name is Paul, correct?
Correct, yes. My name is Paul. I'm actually your account lead. I'm on the phone a lot, which is why we do provide live client support, but you can respond to my emails as well, and I usually I can respond to an email almost right away, and I can almost always give a call back within half an hour or an hour.
Okay, and then can I get your email?
Yeah, I'm going to send it to you right now. It's P. Gordon, that's P like Paul, and then G-O-R-D-O-N at localsplash.com.
Okay.
All right.
Yep, sounds good.
All right. And I'll send an email out to you as well, just kind of outlining the package that you've got, and that way you'll have my email address as well. But other than that, keep in mind it is going to be our client interview technician giving you that call back, and that call is scheduled for 2 o'clock.
Okay, and then my last question is, with all the emails that you just sent me, I don't have to do anything else for the other things?
Yes, no. Everything else is just for your records. There's a welcome email that gets sent out to you and things like that. But everything is squared away on our end. The next thing that you'll need to do is pick up the phone when that phone call comes to you shortly after 2 o'clock. We'll get you your username and your password once your client dashboard is activated. From there, I mean, the client dashboard information updates constantly throughout the day in very near real time. So we do have clients that go on there every day, even more than once a day. Some of our clients, unfortunately, though, I think don't access it at all, and they're just happy to ask someone who's never called them before, hey, how'd you hear about me? And when someone says, you know, I saw you and your website on Google, that's usually enough for some people to know the service is working. But we do hope that you use the tracking and your reporting. The more actively involved you are in your campaign, the more successful you're going to be.
Okay, no, sounds good. And then my last question is, how did you guys hear about me?
So I'm not exactly sure of that, but I can tell you that when these positions become available, our inventory department does find a business that has some online presence. We have to, of course, know that you are providing the service for the category that we need to fill, and that, you know, you have some type of online presence. So it might have been, I know it wasn't in this case a website, but it might be a website, something like a Facebook page, a Yelp listing. It might even have been through the Angie's or the Home Advisor that you've got, because it is attached to this business, to this phone number, and it does, of course, show the services that you provide, which are the services that we're filling for this category.
Okay.
All right. So if I know that not every lead that you get from that service works out, but if indeed it was how we found you, it might be a good thing that you've got it, even if you shut your leads off. And like I said, you don't have to stop using that service. There's no direct conflict there. But once we get your phone ringing, I think you'll be pretty happy to scale back on those leads. So I'm pretty happy to get this going for you. And like I said, looking forward to earning your business. You take care. You have a wonderful rest of the day. Keep in mind that follow-up call from our technician is scheduled for the 2 o'clock hour.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
All righty. Thank you. Thanks again for your patience and your kindness. You have a wonderful rest of the day, Zach.
You too. Thank you again.
Thank you, sir. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.